Let's bring in retired Army Colonel Daniel Davis. He's a senior fellow at Defense Priorities and the host of the Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. Colonel, always good to have you with us. So in response to this report, Secretary Hegseth seems to focus more on the detail about whether the information he shared in the chat was considered classified, not the part where the IG said he put troops at risk. In your view, are the findings of this report an exoneration, like the Pentagon says, like Hegseth has said?
Now, we haven't seen all the details of the report, so I'll hold final judgment on that. But I'll just tell you categorically, the instant that this came out, it was self-evident that this was 100% a violation of DOD regulations. There was no question about it. Because, I was served for 21 years. Every certain person knows who served that you cannot use an unclassified system to conduct combat operations. I mean, it's self-evident. And it was, a real bad viewpoint for the Secretary of Defense, a bad example for the entire force. But see, it's also worse than that in a different direction, because aside from the risk of the mission itself, you're sending a signal to the entire force who knows these rules forward and backwards that the Secretary of Defense is above the rule of law. He's above our own regulations, and he can just make up whatever he wants, and there will never be a consequence. That's the message that's going through, and I promise you, people are aware, because if somebody like me, Lieutenant Colonel, or any other rank did what was done here, they would be in jail. I'm telling you, it's not an exaggeration. We would be held accountable. And now, if the Secretary of Defense is above that law, then you don't have a rule of law. You just have a hierarchy of power.
What a way to put it, Colonel. I do also now want to switch over to these strikes on these alleged drug boats and get your expertise, because I think for some of us this is a little confusing. Our viewers might have just heard that Peter mentioned in his report that a defense official told NBC News that Admiral Bradley, who called for that strike, considered the two people who remained on that alleged drug smuggling boat after the first strike, he considered them legitimate military targets. How does the military determine in that moment if a person is considered a viable threat? What do you make of that?
Well, just the definition of the term, it's literally the words that you just used. You have to have a viable threat against the United States. The boat itself was clearly no threat to anyone. It was driving through the water. It was carrying drugs that we don't like and we think it's a bad thing. Fair game. Take it, intercept the boat, which we used to do a lot from this very area. But now that we have just unilaterally changed it, so now that we're just going to kill everybody, there is no international law, there is no American law that validates and authorizes that. So the strike itself, by our law, was not authorized. In the terms of the second strike, it's even more violation of the laws. There's no question that anyone who survived that strike and was getting on the boat could not possibly have represented a threat to anyone. The boat was dead in the water. It wasn't going anywhere, whatever they were doing on the boat. So to claim that after the fact is just, again, trying to paper over and justify something that is clearly illegal and unauthorized.
Looking ahead now, yesterday, President Trump reiterated he thinks we will soon see attacks on land in Venezuela. Just real quick, in your view, how do you balance the benefits and risks of something like that?
Yeah, listen, you, first of all, there's got to be a justification and an authorization, and there is none. There has to be a threat to the United States that is a clear and present danger, and that only military force can keep our country safe from attack. None of that exists in any way, shape, or form. And so to go in like this, number one, it violates the law. It violates the tenet that you're supposed to be keeping our country safe. But militarily, there is no attainable military objective. We can go in there, we can blow up all kinds of stuff and kill a lot of people, but it won't accomplish any effective military, political mission, a diplomatic objective, won't keep us safe. So this would be a disaster in the unfolding if we go through with it.
All right. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, thank you so much. Good to have you with us.